When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And welcome back, Deep T. For our pod besties who don't know, between our two episodes, since last week, Deep T was actually in California. So I haven't seen her or talked to her for an entire week until now, really.
Yeah, I've been very unplugged this trip. It was our entire family. And Natalie, this is so crazy, but I was the only single person there.
I've been in that position often. So yeah. You don't have to tell me twice.
All I have to say is I was the fun aunt this entire trip. No, but it was my brother, his wife, all of her side of the family and our side of the family. The first time that Divya, my little sister, brought her boyfriend. So that was like a huge milestone. And it was just me, myself, and I. We went to Paso Robles. It's in California. It's about like 3 hours from LAX. And we got this beautiful Airbnb in the vineyards. I was like, if you've ever, well, not me being like, if you've ever drank wine. I'm like, of course you've drank wine. But the Dow wine is what these vineyards were. Anyways. What?
I don't think I drink enough wine to know what you're talking about.
I knew you wouldn't be. That's why I was like, if you drink wine, you would know this. And I was like, Natalie does not drink wine.
And when I drink wine, I feel like it's always the $13 bottle. Yeah. Like whatever's cheapest at like the local grocery store.
That's what's funny about going to these vineyards is we went to so many. I think we went to 5 vineyards while we were there. And obviously, you're just like wine tasting. And Natalie, after I feel like the first 2 wineries, I could not tell the difference between a $15 bottle and a $100 bottle. I was just like, I think my palate is not that sophisticated.
We have something called a low budget palate. You yes. know, like we don't need the finer things in life.
No, and I'm really happy about it because why would I want to spend $80 to $100 on a bottle of wine when I can get this same like taste and impact for $15 or $20, you know?
Because we can't tell the difference. You're totally right. Like we don't have a sophisticated palate. Like someone can give me a shot of alcohol that's like bottom of the barrel, you know? And I'd be like, this is Grey Goose.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't tell the difference.
No, exactly. And I think for that reason, we are definitely blessed. But we got an Airbnb on this vineyard and it's beautiful. Like it has a pool. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous property. There was like emus on the farm. Yeah. There's little emus. Like, have you ever seen an emu before? They have like the long necks and they're like pecking at food.
You know what? I want to say I have, but you know, when you like watch too many videos, you're like, was that like something I saw in real life or just like a TikTok video? Like, yeah, no, I just can't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to send you a picture of an emu because for the longest time I thought it was an ostrich, but I just kept thinking of like Liberty. It's like Liberty Mutual uses the emu as their bird. And we were doing it all weekend long, but they had like llamas and horses. Anyways, it was beautiful.
Your dream.
My dream, you know, I love me some good animals.
You love animals around.
I was like, should I move here? But it was like a 40-acre property. It was a 6-bedroom house. So obviously when people are deciding rooms, it's like a little awkward.
You're low on the totem pole.
Do you know where I stayed? So inside of my parents' bedroom, they took the master closet in the bedroom and they put out a Murphy bed, the ones that like go to the wall and down. That was my bedroom inside of my parents' room.
You were Harry Potter.
I was Harry Potter. You're totally right.
You were Harry Potter in his closet. But I'm going to be honest, when I travel with my parents, like we go to like family gatherings where we'll rent a bigger house with like our extended family, my sister or I will stay in like the master closet on a bed, like a pullout mattress. Cause my mom is the oldest sibling in her family. So they always give her like the biggest room. Mm-hmm. And it always comes with a big master closet. And one of us are always in there. So I know exactly what you feel like. Like, that's what you get for being single.
No, truly, that's what you get for being single. But it was beautiful. But the fact that I had to stay in the master closet, I was like, I can't believe this is my life right now.
The fact, though, you were able to stay in a 6-bedroom Airbnb. Yes, in the master closet. But hey, you had a pool, emus around. You were living the life.
I was absolutely living the life because my parents barely stayed in that room anyway. So I was just like, look at me in my master closet. I have all the privacy in the world. No one is going to ever find me.
Yeah, you could pretend you're staying in a studio in New York City.
Exactly.
That's probably honestly, the best of it.
It was such a beautiful trip, though. Everything was also revolved around my niece because she is the light of our lives.
How old is she now? She's like less than one still.
She's 8 months old and she's like learning little things. And I would take her outside in the morning because it was so peaceful. And I'd be like, look, it's cows. What do cows say? Moo. And she's like, moo. It's so cute because up until this point, she's just been obviously like a newborn. Yeah. So she hasn't like said much or interacted. And the fact that she can actually like understand what we're saying is just, it's so beautiful to see. I love her so much. It makes me happy.
I'm glad you had such a good time.
I do have to say, though, one thing about planes, I love to watch a good plane movie. And usually if like the destination's Cali, it's like, what, 4 hours? I'm like, perfect. Two movies away from my destination. That's like how I like to time things. And I watched this movie and I was bawling my eyes out, Natalie, like on this plane. And this person that was sitting next to me looked over at me and she was like, are you okay? Like, you're like really crying a lot. And I was like, I'm sorry. It's just a really, really sweet movie.
What movie was it?
It's called We Live in Time with Andrew Garfield. I know you would love a good Andrew Garfield movie.
No, I wouldn't.
What? I was for sure that you would love it.
I've never heard that movie before. I don't think I've ever watched a movie with Andrew Garfield except for Spider-Man.
Well, see, so then you have.
I feel like if I watch a movie with him in it, I'll be like, that's Spider-Man. It's like when I watch movies that has one of like the cast members from Harry Potter, I'm like, that's Ron Weasley.
There is definitely certain characters that you can never see outside of their original film. That's why actors sometimes get put in boxes, for sure. But the fact that when you think Andrew Garfield, you think Spider-Man, it's obviously Tom Holland. How are you thinking Andrew Garfield?
No, he was Spider-Man at one point.
No, he definitely was. But when I think Spider-Man, I don't think Andrew Garfield.
I think Tobey Maguire.
Oh, you went OG. Mm-hmm. Yes, Tobey
Maguire. My favorite Spider-Man. Actually, Tom is, but Tobey second. Oh, well, Tobey's more like because that was the first Spider-Man movie I saw. We digress.
You're right. We digressed a little too hard. No, I was very much bawling my eyes out on this flight because, I mean, I'm not going to go into the plot of the movie, but it was really sad. And one of the, you know, his partner's dying. Anyways, I was bawling my eyes out and this lady looks over at me and she's like, are you okay? Like, you were like actually sobbing. And obviously I have noise canceling headphones, so I can't even tell that I'm like actually probably sobbing out loud. But why is it so embarrassing?
No, same. You know when you're like crying, but you don't want anyone to see, and then your nose gets all stiffly, so you're like trying to silently be like,
"Yes." You're like
not letting it dribble everywhere.
Yes. I'm like, oh, not the wells.
No,
100%. I even I don't even know why, but I even cried at Moana 2 on this flight. I was like, what is happening?
I think something about the altitude, something about being on a silent plane. It's like the perfect scenario to have a little silent cry.
Yes. And that's exactly what it is. I think now when I watch movies like at home, I'm so distracted by things. Like I'm like, oh, look at the view. Oh my gosh, someone's texting me. Whereas
Natalie's texting me, bitching about something. Again,
and she completely kills the mood. So I'm like, the sad emotions completely fleeting away from me.
Yeah.
But I feel like on flights, you're fully immersed into every single emotion that you feel. And I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's because you can't do much on a flight. But one thing that I do that's really bad is, do you ever like make up a scenario in your head, like something that didn't happen and there's no chance of it happening, but you like act like it could happen and it makes you cry? Like you make yourself cry by like conjuring up this really sad scenario. Does anyone know what I'm saying?
I'm very much nodding my head, but no, I think that is, I've never in my life done that.
Sometimes I would do this when I was like in a relationship where I would fully just make up a breakup scenario. There's a whole dialogue and everything. And like a reason we broke up that doesn't exist in our current relationship. And it's really just to make myself cry. Like you just make up a sad scenario to make yourself cry. I don't know how to explain it. Does anyone else do that?
I don't know if any pod besties listening have felt that, but I have not. But what I can relate to is like, I feel like the flights or like when you're on a flight is the perfect time to think about love. Like it's, I don't know why, you're totally right about like not creating fake scenarios, but you like replay like beautiful things in your head. Like I'm always, if I have somebody on my mind,
so far,
I'm constantly thinking about
that's so far from what I do. I don't think about anybody on my flights.
Not even me. No, I'm just kidding. You're like, no.
D&D. Just me, myself, and I. I'm like, I'm not thinking about anybody. I'm just thinking about scenarios that like pertain to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think about love a lot, but interesting. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I think that's relatable. I'm sure some podbusters over there, they're like, we do it too.
Yeah. Podbusters, if you do relate, send it to Natalie.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I think Deep D might be the odd one out, but there is something I want to share because Deep D feels like it's not normal, like what I did. Like I messed up. And maybe I did, but I was like, I think it was a very understandable mess up.
Remind me of this mess up.
Okay. Remember when I creeped on New York boy's friend? Do you know this story?
Of course I know this story. It's embedded into my soul because you did so many things wrong.
I just want to give a warning. This is a really hard story for me to tell. Like, it brings me a lot of shame. Like, even thinking about it right now, I'm getting a little bit sweaty. So I'm nervous that it will change the way people view me. So let me just explain step by step. Strap in, because it's kind of a long story. But let me just tell you, like, my thought process throughout this entire thing. Okay, so when I was dating New York boy, he was asked to be a groomsman in his friend's wedding. And he told me who was getting married, when the wedding was, where it was going to be. And the bride-to-be had a really unique name that just like stuck with me. So anyways, obviously you guys know New York boy and I broke up. He cheated and then, you know, that was kind of it. I never talked to him again. But I knew that a month after we broke up, that was the date of that wedding. And New York boy doesn't have social media. And, you know, I was just like curious, like, is he going to bring another girl to that wedding? Like, how is he doing? Like, you know, I was just like, I hope he looks horrible.
Yeah. You just want to keep a little bit of tabs on him. Like, what's he up to?
But it's hard when he doesn't have social media. Yes. Like, what do I look at? His LinkedIn? Like,
yeah.
You're like, that's all I have.
Imagine posting statuses on LinkedIn. You're like, oh, yeah. Nope.
So you're just like curious, like, you know, are they struggling? Because they should be.
Is he crying in any pictures?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, does he have puffy eyes?
Did he bring a date?
Does he look like he's excluded from the other groomsmen? Like, because he should. 100%. Side note, the bride-to-be was a pod bestie. She would comment on some of our YouTube videos and Instagram reels, and I'm sure she heard from New York Boy that he was dating me.
Oof.
So I think, like, she knew, you know, like, exactly who I was. And even though we hadn't met, there was, like, that personal connection through, like, a mutual friend. So anyways, I knew her wedding date, and she had a public Instagram profile. So I was like, of course, when it comes to the time of her wedding, she'll be like reposting or posting, you know, pictures and videos on her Instagram story. And I was like, okay, this is when I'm going to creep, because I'm sure New York Boy is going to be in some of those videos and photos. So I create a fake Instagram, because obviously I'm not going to look at her Instagram story using my actual Instagram handle. Like, that's so weird.
Smart.
I was thinking of using Out of the Pods.
That would have been even, like, weirder.
It should probably be like, what the heck? Anyways, I create my first ever fake Instagram handle, and I choose the username meow 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 mix one. And then I make the profile photo a black tabby cat, like completely normal. Because
is that normal?
Because I knew that your Finsta deep D is of an animal, like the profile picture.
Isn't it so funny that mine is a dog and yours is a cat?
Used to be a cat. It's now deleted, so you guys can't find it. I was like, after this whole scenario, I was like, got to delete this username. And then I ended up following her. So she was the only one on my following list. Okay?
Wrong number two.
Which Deep Dee told me after. She's like, you're a dumbass. And I was like, oh, yeah, I am. So anyways, come the weekend of her wedding, you know, I am checking her profile every hour. She's posting and reposting her friends' Instagram stories of her wedding, like, every hour. So I'm, like, looking at each one. I'm probably the first one looking at it. And after maybe, like, half a day of just, like, looking at her profile already 10 times, you know, I go back. Obviously, I know her username by heart. I'm literally, she's the only person I'm following off this fake Instagram account. Her profile goes away. And I was like, that's so weird. So I go to our Out of the Pods Instagram page and I look up her username. It's not there. And I go to my actual Instagram page, Natalie Mina Lee. I look up her username, no longer there. So I'm like, she deleted her Instagram. I was like, that is so crazy. I wonder what happened. I was like, oh my gosh.
Not insane. Her deleting.
And then I forgot if it was you or my cousin first, but I was like, telling the story, I was like, I don't know what happened. Like, this bride deleted her Instagram profile during the weekend of her wedding. Like, something must have happened. Like, how crazy is that? And I forgot if it was you or my cousin who looked up her username, and they're like, nope, she still exists. And I realized she blocked me. But the thing is, that username, meow, 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 mix one. I used my actual real life phone number to sign up for that fake Instagram account. Guess what number that is also tied to? What other accounts? Out of the Pods and my personal. So I think when she blocked me, she said, like, block any other, like, related accounts.
Yep.
And so it obviously blocked all the accounts associated with my phone number. And yeah, that's the story. And she probably thinks that, like, I personally blocked her and Out of the Pods personally blocked her.
Oh,
she's probably
no.
Like, these girls are such bitches. Like, what did I do?
Little does she know that meow, 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 meow.
Little does she know it was my fault for creeping on her. She just saw this weird cat account following just her on their Instagram, and she was just protecting herself.
You know, and also I'm pretty sure that, like, if a random account that recently has followed you starts looking at your stories, you're at the top of the list. So she's like, who is this random cat trying to follow me? And then she clicks on it and it's just somebody following her only. She's probably like, I have a stalker.
Deep D was like, your first mistake was just following her. Like, she's probably like, who is this cat account just following me? And she goes, secondly, your other mistake was making such a long username. It's so noticeable when she checks to look at who looked at her Instagram stories. She probably sees this tabby cat with meow, 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 meow mix one. And it's the longest username. And she's like, of course, you're going to be, like, very noticeable. And I was like, I just didn't know. That's why I can't get away with a crime. I think I'm a dumb
Thank God. We were talking about this. I was like, Natalie, honestly, I think karma is so real that I wouldn't even have to turn you in if you committed a crime. I feel like the universe will take care of it itself.
Oh, you know, Deepti and I actually had this conversation. Like, I was like, if I committed a really bad crime and told you, would you rat me out? She goes, no, but I know the universe would rat you.
Absolutely. I was like, because I would have something.
I don't believe guilt in the universe.
Good thing the universe doesn't exist. No, it does. No, I feel like I would have so much guilt if I ratted you out, because I'd be like, oh my God, my friend is in jail because of me. Like,
I know.
Who's going to yap with me on the podcast? But do I think the universe would come get you eventually? Yeah, maybe when you're 60 and it's going to hit you in the face.
But I think that though, if I were to commit a crime, like really plan one out, I think I would tell you. Like, I remember telling you about this fake Instagram. I was like, I'm going to create a fake Instagram and like follow her. And you're like,
yeah,
okay. And I feel like you would try to talk me out of it. Like, you would be like, no, you dumbass. I'm petty. So when I create a plan, like I want to get revenge on someone, Deepti's like, no, like no, we're not doing that. Like, save your soul.
Yes, please.
And then I'll get really wrapped up where I'm like really thinking about like the logistics. And it's like small things. Like, I just want to egg someone's house who, like, let's say, did something horrible to us, like wrote a mean comment. I was like, I'm going to egg your house. Like, that's fine. You could wipe eggs off really easily. It's harmless.
Wiping eggs off is the worst thing ever, because I'm pretty sure that's happened one time. It's hard.
You know, like just something small. Like, let's say someone cheats on us. Like, you know, I just want to
blast them.
I just want to leave maybe like dog poop on their porch. Like, it's not a big deal. So small. Those are like my revenge.
Yeah. Or you like send glitter to somebody.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't think that's too nice.
A glitter bomb. That's where you draw the line.
I would send a glitter bomb too. But anyways, Deepti's always like, no, like we got to move on. So I feel like if I were to like actually commit something, she would talk me out of it. Meanwhile, if it was vice versa, I'd be like, I'm right there with you. Yeah. I will be a lookout. Make sure no one gets caught. But anyways, this whole Finsta thing, the reason why I actually think about this once a week, because first, she knew I was dating New York Boy, and she probably told New York Boy, like, this bitch blocked me, along with her podcast page, on my wedding weekend. But secondly, it's the fact she thought I took the time to block her, when in fact, it was all my fault.
There's so many things wrong here in what you did, but creating a Finsta is not one of them, because I truly believe that everyone should have a Finsta just so you can create.
No, after that scenario, I was like, no more. But I will say, this is kind of crazy. I don't know if anyone does this, but for when I had Meow 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 Mix 1, I would like every single one of my personal Instagram posts and comment on it, being like, looking good.
Okay, that's another mistake you're making, because that is context clues to figuring out who you are.
Because I know, because I'm only following one person, which is that girl.
and then she probably is like creeping through, or like sees a post of yours and you have meow, 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 meow being like, wow, looking great. That is a dead giveaway.
I know. After I deleted that account, I was like, I'm a freak. Like, I'm such a weirdo.
You know what?
You don't do that like, though, with your Finsta?
No. Because what's one like gonna do?
I know, but I just do it to make myself feel good. I'm like, wow, me to me, I'm giving my compliment. It's like giving a compliment to yourself. It's like doing daily affirmations, you know, but instead of doing it right in the mirror, looking at yourself, you legitimately can compliment yourself.
I think I understand the concept, but I will just do the mirror affirmation for me, girl. But I do have to say, with my Finsta, I do make a lot of mistakes, like going to people's friends to look at their stuff. And then I'll go back to my own Instagram and look to see who's looked at my stories. And it's always that friend who I just creeped on. And I'm like,
wait, why?
Does she know? I don't know why. It always is like they pop up right after. So I'm pretty sure some of the people that I creep on, like their friends know it's me for sure. Just because it's like a weird username. Yeah. Even, and I follow zero people, it's private. Zero follow me. So they're probably like, who else could this be?
Who else would choose a dog as a profile picture?
It's like the cutest little puppy. And also this person that I creep on, like it's their friend. They probably have like, I don't know, like 500, 600 followers. So they look at it pretty frequently. So you know something is weird.
Yeah. Like this bride had only maybe 300 followers.
Oh, Natalie.
I know.
Natalie.
And I literally, like, I even saw, you know how you could see, like, when they uploaded a Instagram story? Like, it says, you know, the time. It would say, like, 1 minute. 1 minute ago, they uploaded it, and I was the first one to view it. Meow, 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 mix one. Is that insane?
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You know what's wild about this whole story and in general is that even though Natalie was creeping to find some things on New York Boy was never there.
Wait, guys, that's like the plot twist of this entire thing. Okay, screw this story. The weird thing that I still can't figure out, which is why I think about this once a week, is New York Boy was never there. And he was definitely a groomsman because if you go to the wedding website for this couple, he's on there. You know, when people post their, like, who's in their wedding party, he's on there as a groomsman. He never attended because, okay, people are probably like, how do you know? Maybe he just wasn't in the photos. Well, speaking about that, so I found her Facebook. Because, okay, can I tell you why I found her Facebook? I was thinking of actually messaging her, being like, out of the pods and myself, we didn't block you. It's because I creeped on you. And then I was like, I was typing it out. Like I asked ChatGPT, like, can you help me type this out? And I sounded like such a freak that I was like, I can't send this message.
Yeah. You know, I'm very nice to you, Natalie, but I would have told you, you sound like an absolute freak.
Because I didn't want her to think like, she's probably an ex-pod bestie now because she's like, 100%. These girls blocked me. But I was like, I didn't want her to think like we blocked her. Like that's horrible. Cause she was like commenting on our stuff on Out of the Pods, our Instagram page, and really nice things. Like she definitely did listen like quite frequently. And I hope she's listening to us now because I was like, I'm so sorry.
You know, when you were earlier talking about how you've come up with, you think about scenarios in your head that make you cry on planes. You don't even need to come up with any story. Just think about this scenario and you'd be bawling your eyes out.
It really does bring me a lot of shame. Like sometimes, you know, when you have those moments where you like think about something you did and it's like really embarrassing and then you just are like, fuck, like, I can't believe I did that. I have those moments when I'm in the shower where I'll think about it and I kind of go into daze. I'm like, it kind of just like, what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but it just stops me in my tracks.
Yeah. You're like, I know. The embarrassing things always hit you at the worst times. It's always like after a day of drinking when you have anxiety AF and you're like, oh my God, I think I overshared last night.
Like in this podcast. No one needs to know the story. The more I talk about it, I was like, it's not really that funny or really entertaining. And I just feel like I'm just saying it as a confession. Like
no, I would have to
like offload my sins.
No, I would have to say it's pretty entertaining from my end.
But anyways, checked her Facebook, which is also public. And again, thought about messaging her and ended up being like, that's crazy. Like that makes me a crazy person. And it's just a loss Deep D and I have to swallow because she was a pod bestie. Yeah. Yep. Maybe some friendships are only meant to be short term. So I was like, you know what? Like, you know, she, unfortunately, it happened. So I was like, I just have to accept it. But I was trying to make it right. I was going to message her. But I saw that she uploaded like maybe a month or two later, her official wedding photos.
Yeah. And of course, I don't know how Natalie got a hold of them, but.
No, she posted it on her Facebook, which is public. Yes. So I was like, obviously I could see all these photos. And she had multiple photos of her wedding party. And he was in none of them. And you knew someone was missing because I think originally, based on her wedding website, she had the same number of bridesmaids and groomsmen. Mm-hmm. And in these photos, like, you could tell there's one more bridesmaid than groomsmen. And yeah. So I was like, okay, he was like the missing link.
Yeah. I remember when we were going through this, we were going through this because, you
mean,
know,
what you go through, I go through
100%. If you're going through something, we're going through it together.
We're
baby.
Feeling it together.
Absolutely. Every emotion. But this is a mystery that I still weirdly think about as well, because was he just embarrassed? Because there's maybe pod besties who knew that it was New York boy who effed up. And so I'm like, oh no, he couldn't show face. At least that's the scenario I make up in my head. Because yeah. Like, why would you not go to the wedding if you're in the bridal party? I think that's like crazy. And a slap in the face because now she has uneven pictures.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No, I would love to say like he felt so guilty he could not show his face at this wedding, knowing the bride was a pod bestie. Maybe she was like, you know what? I listened to that episode where Natalie revealed you were an asshole and you're no longer going to be a groomsman. I'm just kidding. I would love for that to happen. But she probably didn't think that because she thinks now we blocked her, which is awkward. But anyways, that's the biggest mystery. And I guess like the lesson I took away from this is like, if you're going to create a fake Instagram account, don't name it something so weird. Like, I wish I just named it like Jacqueline O'Neill. Because then she'd be like, oh, just like a random person.
Jacqueline O'Neill, who follows me and me only.
I would have not followed her. I would put in the bio like bride to be. So like she thinks, oh, this woman's creeping on me because she wants like bridal tips. And then make like the picture a normal person and then have Deepti's Finsta follow me. So it looks like I have at least like 2, 3, 4, 5 followers.
You know, that's the thing. Creating a Finsta is an art. And sometimes you have to take your time building this art before you go and creep, comment, you know, like anything. You have to make sure that there's some oomph to it. It's well-rounded. Mine is not. I just put it on private and hope for the best. But
so like when I see like fake Instagram accounts leave mean comments, but they look like legit, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, you did it all right. I really have that thought. I'm like, you almost tricked me. You almost tricked me. And I was like, I'm proud of you. I was like, I'm going to do what you do next time.
There's this account that no matter what I post, I think it's a he, who knows, but his profile picture looks like Jesus. Like he's just beautiful looking in this profile picture, but they constantly message me and they're like, you're looking so beautiful today, Deepti. Or they're like, wow, you're the light of my life. Like just positive comments. And if I post a story and they don't message me, I'm like, where is my person? Like, I need this in like, my life.
I need the validation from this fake Instagram account.
Shout out if you are this person with the Jesus profile picture. I love you. No, I do like think about it all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, like where is he? What's he up to? Like, why is he not messaging me? So I think that there is people out there who have Finstas that really do make a difference. And it's important. So Natalie, I'm going to encourage you to not give up on the Finsta dream.
If any pop bestie sees a Jacqueline O'Neill looking at your Instagram stories, it's just me. It's just me creeping. It's just me just trying to find like some information. It's for a good cause. I'm so glad I shared that story with our pod besties because I feel this like immense amount of shame just lift off my shoulders.
Now when you shower, you will not be thinking about this because you have been relieved.
It was a secret I was holding on for so long. And I really hope she does hear and realizes, yes, I am a creep, but I didn't block you. Should we bleep out her name?
Blip, 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 blip. Also, can you also let her know to tell us what the story is? Because I would like this unsolved mystery to really be resolved. Because
same.
I need to know.
When I was going to message her on Facebook.
Oh my God. That just gave me PTSD. I forgot you were going
to
do that.
No, I wanted to message her. And the follow-up is like, hope you had a good time with New York, like, or whatever, to see if I could get like the story. Being like, why wasn't he there?
Yeah, the info. That's really the big reason.
That would make me an actual, like, I think that would make me crazy. Like, that would be an actual, like, bad, crazy thing to do.
Honestly, it's a blessing in disguise that New York boy didn't have social media because I think you got over him more quickly than you would have if he had had an Instagram.
For sure. And I feel like I wasn't posting things to, like, show off to him. Like, you know, I don't know if anyone has done this in the past. But like when you go through a breakup, oh, Deep D already knows exactly what I'm going to say because she's like, I could read your mind. Where you like go through a breakup and you still follow your ex. Like it's that weird time period where you just break up and like you don't know when to unfollow each other. I always unfollow right away if I know like I'm never getting back with this person. But you know how it's weird if you remove them from your following list? So you kind of have them still follow you until they're ready to unfollow you.
Yep.
Okay. So you know the scenario. When that happens, I feel like I post way more and things I wouldn't typically post to like prove I'm living my best life and I'm happy.
Yep.
And I'm really just posting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really easy for like New York boy. I feel like I would have done that if he was following me to be like, I'm fine. I'm moving on. I'm so happy. And just be like posting like annoying stuff.
Yep.
And I'm so glad I didn't do that. Like I didn't care like what I posted after the breakup.
It's so funny to me when I see people posting and they're like happily a couple. And then the next day or a week later, they're posting the saddest quotes or like, they're like, I never loved him any villain. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a breakup random quote and moving on.
Yes, yes.
And then a random bikini photo.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
then like her, like someone going out, like, you know, when all of a sudden like the club photos are being posted every weekend. I was like, you just went through a breakup.
Absolutely. You can tell when someone's going through something or you like go and creep because then you see the story of like some sad, sappy relationship quote and you're like, something happened. You go and like look at their profile and every single memory of them has been erased. I'm like, I need the tea immediately. But I'm not going to lie. I'm the opposite of posting quotes. I will never do that.
You can't. Not after a breakup.
Yeah, that's 15-year-old deep tea on MySpace. But I will, what I will do, and I'm shameless about this, I will use my guy friends as props. And I'll be like, put your hand out next to mine and I'll post them to create the illusion.
I used to do that too, but then I was in like the receiving end. Like I was in the like... where my ex was posting with a bunch of women and it actually gave me the ick more because I was like, I know exactly what you're doing and you're doing it for me. So that's why I stopped doing it because I was like, you know, when you just know, like when you know someone's going through a breakup, it's like when you are the target of like whatever they're posting, you're just like, I know exactly what you're doing.
You know, what's funny is my toxic trait when I see that is, oh my gosh, he still loves me.
Wait, same.
I was like, you care so much about me.
Wait, I think you're that's you.
This for me. And it's like a picture of someone's boobs. And I'm like, that's for me.
Wait, he loves me. My God. I was like, he can't stop thinking about me. So he's got to post all these photos acting like he's happy and single. Yeah.
I'm like, why are you so obsessed with me?
And the funniest thing is when they're like posting about that, like a week later, you'll get this text being like, hey, you up?
Yeah. I hate that. Oh, nope.
And
nope,
I was nope, like, nope. Yeah, I'm up, but you're down. So don't text me again.
Never in my life have I ever sent a, hey, you up text message. And I'm proud of that because like, what?
No.
I hate men that do that.
Well, even if I want to send it, I'm asleep. Yeah. I'm in bed by 10 p.m.
You're up at 6 and you're like, yes, I am.
I'm like, yeah.
Hey, honey. But I do, anytime I do get those text messages, I feel so happy. I'm like, love it. Like, it just feels like you have the upper hand and you're like, I am winning at the breakup.
No, I know. And because I felt that where I'm like, I have the upper hand, like the ball's in my court.
Yeah.
I will no longer give a man a satisfaction because I used to be kind of like, do that like desperation thing where I'll go through a breakup. And then after like a few weeks, you like send that text. You're like thinking like, should I send the text or not? Should I send? And then I realized being on the other end where I get a text and I feel this like power, but I don't want to get back together with him. I was like, I refuse to let a man experience that again. So
yes,
I was like, even if I'm like really struggling and I feel anxiety, like I'm just never going to give someone that satisfaction. My pride won't let me.
Honey, that is growth. That is growth because I have been there and I always send like that long text, like talking about the relationship and what went wrong. And I'm like, and this happened. And then I'm so sad about this. And I miss you. I wish the way you held me, blah, 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 you know? And then you're like, oh no, like that was the worst thing you could ever do.
Yeah. Like when you send that final text to you being like, and you think you just like, you're like, I did it. Yeah. All the punctuation was there. You know what I'm saying? That like that long final text yes. where you were like, you say everything you were feeling and you're like, wow, I hope he feels so sad. But when yeah. I've received those types of texts, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're really going through it. Yeah. So I realized I'll never send those texts again, even though my brain tells me it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And my therapist says, you know, there's no rules when it comes to breakup. Like, say what you have to say. And I know that's a lie.
That is a lie. Once you break up, there is no line of communication and silence is the power. That yeah. is the move. Do not ever speak to them. Because when you cut off their energy, they feel your presence missing. And then that's going to make them want you more. Not that you should ever get back with your ex, because all I want is extra cash, not exes. Have you seen that new TikTok sound? I love it.
No.
Anyways, no more. I'll send it to you later.
Speaking about cheating, which is an amazing transition to this next thing that I saw and I want to talk about. Okay, so I was on TikTok and I saw this video of a man and a woman doing what looks like the naughty in a very public car parking lot. Mm-hmm. And sleuths on TikTok found out who these two people were. They found out the man was the woman's boss and both of them were married. Allegedly.
Who's coming for us?
And people in the comments of this video were saying how they were able to find the man's wife. So they were able mm-hmm. to find who she was and sent her the video, I think on Instagram or maybe LinkedIn. And mm-hmm. she blocked them. Like she didn't respond. Ooh. Just like blocked all these people who were sending her the video being like, hey, just an FYI, this like video exists. First of all, I thought it was so crazy that people were able to find out who these people were. So that mm-hmm. was the first thing. I was like, oh my gosh, like this video has only been out for like 2 days and people were able to identify who these people were. And now it's like public information. And it's so big because if you go to the company's website of where this man and woman worked, completely gone. Like he was one of the co-founders of this company and she was like a director of something. And both of them are just scrubbed from the website, which signals to me that it was obviously them and they were doing something wrong. You know, like they yeah. were definitely having an affair. But I thought it was interesting that the wife is blocking people who are sending the video. Like I'm sure thousands of people are sending her the video. She is the real victim in all of this.
Yeah.
I thought it was just interesting that people are like, yeah, she's just like blocking a bunch of people.
Interesting. This reminds me of a story. So there's a couple and they have been married for like 2 to 3 years. And she found out that her husband is cheating with one of his coworkers and she reports to him. So he's like their supervisor. And she found out, I believe, through some text messages. And immediately the wife called her husband's boss and reported them and said, hey, they're having an affair. And they both were immediately fired from their job. And that, I don't know why, but that scratched an itch in my brain. And I'm so happy that she did that.
No, I would do the same thing. Imagine if you found out your husband was having an affair with someone who reported into him. I would absolutely 100%, like there's no stopping me. Yes. I would call like the CEO. I would find a way. I would even come to the office, I think, and be like, hey, just an FYI, here's all the proof. But my husband is doing the office dirty with yeah. someone who reports to him.
And I think what's worse about the whole situation is that they have all hung out together in a group setting.
The wife and the mistress and the husband?
Yes, because they go to office events and things like that. And obviously, you're able to bring your spouse. And so they've all hung out before. And I think that's what makes it even worse. And the fact that also, if you go to his Instagram, it's all pictures from their wedding, when he proposed, like it's everything is them. So the fact that, and I'm not trying to blame the girl in this scenario, because obviously it's both of their faults, but I just think that just makes it so much more icky to know that they're recently married and they're like trying to build this life together and you go and ruin it, you know?
Both of them ruined it. Yeah.
He like, ruined it. Yeah.
You know, it sucks because it's like, okay, that situation where it's where someone with power in the workplace is having an affair with, you know, his subordinate, like that's where it gets messy. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know, was she in this like tough scenario where he made a move and she felt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it gets in that weird place, not saying it's okay by any means. Like at the end of the day, if she carried on with it or if, mm-hmm. and if it was consensual, like that's not good.
Yeah.
But oh my God, just so crazy. I feel like workplace affairs must be more common. If you work in an office 5 days a week, you probably spend way more time with your coworkers than, you know, like your significant other sometimes, depending on how long you work. And like, let's say your marriage isn't doing well or you're unhappy or develop a crush at work. It's so easy. I mean,
yeah,
you're gone from home.
You know, honestly, I can absolutely relate to this because when I was in my long-term relationship, it was tumultuous, right? Like we had our ups and downs. But one thing that I did find myself in, this is so relatable, I feel like, is I did spend a lot of time at work and I was really good friends with this guy from my office. And we would go get coffee every morning. We would chit chat. We had like really good banter. And I didn't think that I even realized that I was starting to have a crush on him because it was so innocent.
Yeah.
Until my ex started going through my laptop because I was like, hey, I'm going to run to the grocery store really quickly. Just leave my laptop like running so that it stays active, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah. So make it look like you're online.
Yes.
During work hours. Yes.
Exactly.
I know exactly.
And then I come back and this man has pulled up every single message that I've ever chatted with. And he's like, who is this? Why are you getting coffee with him every morning? And I was like appalled. I was like, seriously, I was so annoyed with him because I was like, I'm so innocent and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after I sat with it for a while, I was like, maybe I do have an office crush. And like, this person means something to me. Like it's been years that we've been going to get coffee together and like having conversations. Even if we talk about our partners, it's still this bond that you create with that person.
Yeah.
But you have to recognize it and step away. And I literally had to break up with my office crush over it.
I think that it's okay to develop an office crush, not really mm-hmm. a crush, but where you're like, okay, that person's good looking. But if you start like developing like feelings for them, like, yeah, you just have to cut it off. Like that's what people do. Like you just have to.
Absolutely. But I think you're right about office affairs being a lot more common because you're spending so much time with them.
Going back to that TikTok thing, I know it's not my business, but I'm just always curious, like, did the wife block these people sending this video because she's like annoyed or she's just like, I don't want to know or see it? Because I have an influencer friend who is going through the same thing right now. I haven't talked to her about it, but I've seen the allegations. It's been in the news that her partner slash husband may have cheated on her. And the woman exposed it publicly. And she also said she reached out to my influencer friend, but my friend blocked her and is just like posting content normally.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw what like these pop culture like news sites are like posting on their Instagram. So it's just coming up on my feed. But, you know, there were some comments being like, why would you block this woman who's trying to, you know, let her know her husband has been cheating on her? And I also thought, you know, like if I put myself in that scenario, like how would I react? Would I think the person? Would I block them? Would I let it sit there? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I think honestly, if you're not ready to receive it and you're not ready for your life to completely change, you will do anything to block it out. Like when my ex cheated on me and I knew about it subconsciously and I knew there were signs, I blocked it out so hard. I'd be like, no, this is not true. It can't be true. It can't be true. Until I had hard evidence in front of my face. And I was like, oh, I have to face this situation. So I feel like it just really depends. I couldn't even imagine if you're married and that happens. Oh,
I know.
That would crush me.
I guess the other woman like sent my friend like a bunch of receipts. It's just that's like hard. So tough. I just don't know though, when people like have affairs, like what makes them think they could like get away with it?
Yeah. They're caught up in the rush of it all, man. I don't know. I could never. I can't relate to that because I just know in my heart, body, and soul that the universe would literally punish me really hard. So I was like, there's no way. There's no way I would be cheating in this world.
People always say people who cheat are the ones that are like very insecure and have low confidence. But I was like, I don't think I've ever been to a workplace. And even if it's like other men who are single, which was mostly for the case for me, like especially when I had to go to the office in my early 20s, right? Like we're all kind of like single and like working together, I don't think I ever was like, I'm going to start a relationship with one of these people. Like, you know how it never crosses your mind? You're just like, I want to go in and out. You think I want to like really just like chat around that much? Like, I'm just trying to do my work and get the fuck home. Where are people having the time to have affairs and develop relationships in the workplace?
It's because we had no social life, because that was me. When I first moved to Chicago, I did not know anybody. And I was like, work friends, yay.
I totally get work friends. I have a lot of work girlfriends. I even had like a work husband who I got really along with. But I was like, don't those relationships form because you all hate your boss? So all you talk about is like shit about your boss. So I was like, when does that get from going from that to a romantic level? Like, I don't get it. Like, do you like start like, I don't know, touching each other's knees as you're talking shit about your boss? Like, where, when does that happen? Because with my work husband who was straight and he was very much just a work husband, like no feelings. I could tell he had no feelings for me. You know, like what I'm saying, where it's really strictly like, we're just like close because we have been bonded from hating our boss together. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how that, you know, like anything could happen beyond that.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of hot. If you're both single in a workplace and you're like bonding over hate.
I'm seeing him get a low performance review. He's seeing me get yelled at by my boss. Like, I feel like it already gives you the ick. You're like, I don't want to hate you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, trauma bonding is a thing. No, that's, you know, also speaking of like social media and how like people found out that it's this couple that was cheating. Isn't it crazy how social media has really just like disrupted cheaters' lives? Because do you ever see those TikTok videos where they'll be like, a girl will just come on and be like, hey, if you're Sam from, I don't know, Minnesota, and you were on a bachelor trip this weekend, do not trust him because he cheated and he's telling all of his friends about it right now. And then people will sleuth and find out who that person is. Have you seen videos like that? I'm just like,
no, I 100% love it though.
Me like too.
It kind of scares me that filming things are like a big thing now. It's like a double-edged sword where like I love when people are being exposed for something really terrible they did. Like most likely it's going to be caught on film.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you and I have like felt it sometimes, especially when our season right came out, like people would like film us from far away at restaurants and it kind of makes you feel like really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm, and so I feel like there's like that side of it too. But I do love when cheaters do get exposed.
Yeah, because before social media, people were getting away with so much and they were never going to be found out, you know?
But and with social media, it gets kind of scary too, because I think that like there are like now messaging apps where it makes it easy for there to be like no evidence of anything. That's you know true. What I'm saying?
Yeah. So people are getting smarter. But at the same time, I'm just like, wow, how many people have gotten away with it? And then how many people's marriages and lives are just being disrupted? I don't know. Like, I think about it and I'm like, would I rather just not know? Or would I want to know?
You would want to know.
I would want to know. Not only
will we know, but we'll be getting revenge together. You want to see how many eggs I can throw at your door? Which would actually be your door.
Yeah.
But so, after you move out, it'll just be his door.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about that often. I'm like, that's scary to be in a place where your life is just disrupted. But at the same time, I would 100% want to know.
I would want to know too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Not only would I want to know, I would want to know every single detail. And then I would surprise him. I'd be like, boo, guess what I found out? Like, I would time it. Like, I feel like I'd be the type of person, if I found out I was being cheated on, there was like receipts I got a hold of, I wouldn't like confront my partner right away. I would wait. Yes. I would wait till we're at a family gathering and then I'll gift him a picture frame. Actually, I would probably gift his mom a picture frame of the DMs he was having with another girl.
Honestly, Natalie, that is wild and I love it, because that's what I did when I found out my ex cheated on me with my friend. He didn't actually cheat and he cried or whatever. I waited until that dude was home and I was like, let's go back to the apartment. Everything is fine. And then as soon as he walked through the door, all of his stuff was packed and ready to go. And I was like, get the F out of my apartment.
Yes, that's like, what you have to do. You have to like, you got to like wait for the reaction. I feel like that's what gives you satisfaction.
Yes. You got to do the jump scare. It's got to be scary and mysterious. And then boom, you hit them in the face with it.
You have to think they got away with it. Like, you don't know. Like, you need to make it seem like you don't know.
Yes.
Like, you know, and then just surprise them. You're like, surprise, yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Guess what I know. Don't know that I know, but I know you, that you don't know.
And you have to do it so they can't think of an excuse.
Yes. Yes. You got to surprise them with it. Yeah. And yeah, they can't, they don't have time to come up with a story. That's exactly what my thought process was.
You know, when I was talking about how I make up scenarios in my head, it's like that type of thing. Like what I would do if I got cheated on, what I would say, like all this shit, how I found out I was getting cheated on. And I'll be like, how would I ruin their lives?
Yeah.
And make myself cry in the process.
How do I make the biggest impact?
Yeah.
On this dude's life. How do I
create the most hurt? I feel like with you, Deep D, you would have your final words and be like, I'm moving on. Like, I'm strong. But I would be like, no, I will sit this for like 5 years and I will be egging your house every month.
You'll be getting poop in the mail for years.
I was like, I won't forget. Anyways.
Anyways, we're not petty.
Yeah, I was like, speaking about people taking videos on social media, I feel like this is like the positive where we like catch people how they are. Actually, the singer Usher is facing backlash for reminding a doorman to hold the door for him. So, okay, Usher and his friend were filmed walking out of a very expensive hotel. Like this hotel goes for at least $1,000 a night. And Usher opens the door for his friend. But then the part that's getting backlash is then as he keeps the door open, he signals the doorman or one of the hotel workers who was several feet behind him to come and hold the door for him as he exits. And so there's two arguments on social media. Some people are saying that this hotel is so expensive that a certain level of service should be expected. Like, yes, there should be a doorman that opens and closes the door for you. But on the other hand, people are saying like, okay, Usher, you already opened the door for your friend. Just walk on through. Why do you have to make a scene asking this doorman or hotel staff member, like, I don't know who he was, mm-hmm. to like open the door for you to exit? Like, it's such diva behavior. Why was that even a thing? So what do you think? I'm very curious.
Well, I am not bougie at all. And I think treating service people or like in the hospitality industry is very like important to treat them with respect. And in my opinion, unless you're like, you have like loads and loads of luggage that you're trying to get through the door, it does not really matter. Like if you've already opened the door, just walk on through. You're right. It's diva behavior. And I also think that when you reach a level of like celebrity status, people get so arrogant and narcissistic sometimes. And I do not like that energy.
Totally. Where you like expect a lot more. And I was like, you're already halfway out the door. Just like leave the door instead of kind of embarrassing this doorman. And okay, he had two free hands. Like he wasn't carrying anything.
Exactly. So I'm pretty sure he can open his own door. Like, please. And you know that he was just trying to put this person down and make him feel bad. Yeah. It's not meant to be like, hey, you know, here. Like, it wasn't, it's a way to like, I don't know, establish power almost. And I don't like that. Usher's on my shit list. Don't meet your heroes.
I know. I was so disappointed because I was like, wait a minute. I thought Usher was really nice. Him being a little bit of like a narcissist and obnoxious reminds me of this music video I saw that was produced by the Jimmy Fallon show where it shows a bunch of celebrities in boxes. Like, you know, the Brady Bunch.
Oh,
you know, the Brady Bunch intro where they are like in rows and boxes. Yeah. On the screen. And there's this video where there's a bunch of singers and celebrities singing. And Usher is in the bottom right, but he thinks he's supposed to be in the middle. And he's like looking up, down, pointing to the left and right. And people are like, did Usher think that they were going to put him in the middle? Like, is that why he's like looking around his entire box, even though he's in the bottom right corner? And they're like, I feel like that's narcissism. Thinking like out of all these celebrities and singers, you are going to be smack dab in the middle of the screen.
Honestly, I know exactly what video you're talking about. And it was so funny because he was doing like a look around the whole thing. And I was dying.
He's like, we are the champions. But they ended up fixing it because it got so much attention. People being like, what is Usher doing? So I think that whoever edited the video, they uploaded a new video to have Usher in the middle. So it didn't look so funny. Aww. But I saw the original and it was so funny. I'm glad I did not grow up with tons of money, or I don't spend my money to like have a luxurious experience anywhere, because I was like, I never want to get to this point where I ever expect a level of like
this.
Yeah.
Where you get special treatment. Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I agree with you. I think no matter what in life, my family will always humble me because of where we came from and how we started. And I'm so grateful for that. But you're totally right. Like, it's hard to not be exposed when you're not a good person, especially when you're in the public eye. Like, this is the universe punishing him because he's probably done this so many times. You know he has, because again, when you reach a level of status, you have this like arrogant, powerful feeling, and sometimes you need to be humbled. So I hope he's reading every single comment that is on this video and it's humbling him. Probably yeah, not. No, but
I think he's getting a little bit of backlash. But there's some people again saying like, that's a doorman's job. And Usher was just telling the doorman, like, this is your job. But wouldn't it not even bother you if no one opened the door for you?
Never. Not once. Not once would it bother me, because I feel like you and I are the people that open doors for others because we love people.
Oh my gosh.
We would never expect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no. Usher needs some therapy. He needs to be humbled.
He needs therapy to be the better version of himself.
Exactly.
I can attest. Well, Pop Besties, before we end this episode, just want to give you a quick update. Deep D and I will be back in person for our next episode because I'm moving back to Chicago.
Woohoo! Welcome back.
Thank you. And I'll keep you updated on the move.
Yes. And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.